Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Hour 3 starts right now here on the Daily Tip, presented by BetMGM. Special salute to our viewers on Stadium. Over the next hour, we have so much college football to get to because last night, the latest iteration of the college football playoff rankings were released. We tell you what bets you should be making because of these and what teams actually control their own destiny and what are the dark horse teams you should be watching out for. So Denton Day and for Jenks today. And Denton, it's always good to have you on the show, but especially good when we have college football to talk about because you have your own show on SiriusXM talking college football. So I know you're a college football guy. So Let me ask you, this year compared to other years, do you think this is one of the more entertaining versions of college football with some of the parity that we have this year?
Definitely. I've had so much fun this year. One, Indiana being good. I think that has taken this year and turned it to a completely different direction. And you know, we're so accustomed to seeing teams like Penn State and Clemson and Florida State all be really high up here, but they're not. So instead, you get Texas A&M, who has never made the college football playoff before in the school's history, despite always feeling like a pretty good team or a pretty good program over the past couple of decades. They've never been in this position that they're in now. Indiana is still very, very new to any sort of success in college football. Texas Tech is now back into the conversation as one of the best teams. You get all of the Lane Kiffin stuff. All of it, right? With him being named for every single coaching opening, including now the New York Giants. With him then being just who he is on Twitter. I mean, he retweeted something about DJ Lagway at Florida being benched this weekend after they whooped up on the Citadel. So you get the hilarity of that. And then you get the Group of Five representation, which if you followed that at all, you know, Chelsea, those games have been really, really entertaining with Memphis and USF squaring off earlier this year and Memphis winning, but then Memphis turning around and losing to UAB, and now USF is back in the driver's seat for that. So that whole process has been really, really fun to watch. I didn't even get into the ACC stuff with Virginia being relevant in November for the first time in what feels like an eternity. It's been so much fun.
There's a lot of layers to college football, and I think that's what makes it interesting as well because so many people feel like they have a seat at the table because now the college football playoff has been expanded to 12, and I do think that's one of the reasons that they did expand it. So more people feel like they have a voice, and even the people who aren't in the 12, you know, people who are on the outside looking in, like those fan bases have a reason, or at least they think they have a reason to be angry that their team got left out. So let's get to some of these rankings that were released last night. If you look at the rankings, it's still Ohio State standing tall at number one, Indiana two, and Texas A&M three. Those are the undefeateds in college football. Then it goes Alabama four, Georgia at five, Texas Tech at number six, and we will circle back to that because I think that's a very interesting ranking for them. Ole Miss at seven, Oregon goes up to eight, Notre Dame at nine, and Texas into the 10th spot, followed by Oklahoma and BYU. So, Denton, when you first saw these rankings, what was your biggest takeaway?
So the biggest thing was Texas Tech jumping Ole Miss, because very rarely do we see an SEC team win and then get jumped by a team that is outside of the SEC or the Big Ten. But Texas Tech jumping Ole Miss, I think, is a very key point to keep in mind moving forward as to how the committee feels about Texas Tech. Now, they obviously had a very big win against BYU. BYU was ranked. It was at Texas Tech, but that was a dominating performance to where it was very clear who was the best team and who was not, right? So that kind of win certainly aids in this, but still, it's very unusual that a Big 12 team in the current iteration of the Big 12 is going to jump an SEC team. So I found that to be the biggest point of intrigue at the top. And a lot of that is because Baron Morton, who is not fully healthy, but he's now playing, and he's playing through injury. He's their starting quarterback at Texas Tech. That team is completely different when he is playing. And they could have beaten BYU by 50 if they executed just a little bit better in that game. So I think that's kind of what it comes down to. But them jumping Ole Miss, I thought, was surprising.
Yeah, there's a lot of respect for Texas Tech to the point where you look at the top four teams and maybe you expand it out, you know, some of the other teams, where if they make it to their conference championship game, like looking at the teams in the SEC and, of course, Ohio State and Indiana, if they meet in the Big Ten championship, somebody's going to have a loss. So I don't know what the committee is going to think if Texas Tech runs the table for the remainder of the season. Like, how much does that change the calculus? And is there a way where Texas Tech, when it's all done, is one of the top four seeds? I think it's in the realm of possibility.
Very much so. I would say the easiest avenue for that, right? So if we take the four teams and just assume, all right, these teams are going to win out, they're going to be the representatives, or even not win out. Like, Texas A&M can lose, or Indiana could lose, right? But Alabama right now feels like the easiest avenue for them to currently jump. If they get to the SEC championship game and it's A&M and Alabama, and then Alabama loses, giving them their second loss of the year, and then in the Big 12 championship, Texas Tech, who could potentially face BYU for the second time, depending on how that conference shakes out, if they are a one-loss Big 12 champion, where you take that loss, which was against Arizona State, and you can clearly point to the reason why they lost, which is that Baron Morton, their starting quarterback, didn't play. You can say, hey, that team deserves to be number four. That team deserves to get a bye. And I think that would end up happening if it's a one-loss Big 12 versus a two-loss SEC championship participant, but they got that second loss in the championship game. I think Texas Tech would jump them. They're going to jump Georgia. Unless Georgia plays in the SEC championship game, they're going to jump Georgia.
Right, and Georgia doesn't have, you know, a cakewalk of a schedule left. They still have to play Georgia Tech, which we've seen those matchups go down in the wire. Remember, wasn't it in like 8 overtime game?
Yeah.
Was it last year or the year before?
Yeah.
So like those games are wild, and Georgia Tech is not bad this year. So we will keep our popcorn
ready
for Georgia.
They get Texas this weekend too. I mean, you want to talk about the best
weekend game
of the weekend. I feel for Jenks. He's going to have to watch that at, I don't know what time that's going to be in Spain. It's going to be like 3 a.m. But Georgia and Texas is going to be a headbanger this weekend.
Who do you like in that game? Like, honestly,
Georgia.
It's hard for me to go against Georgia because, like, my big takeaway is that if this game is close in the final 5 minutes, what have we seen from Georgia this year? They find ways to win, and hell, they find ways to cover. You know, if you watch that Ole Miss game, and when you look at Texas, it just feels like I just have anxiety, like, watching their offense. And Arch Manning, and we have seen him kind of, like, I know he's been better, but still, if I'm trusting one of these two offenses in the final few minutes, it's going to be Georgia.
Yeah, there's Arch Manning being better, and then there's beating Georgia, right? Like, they're such different
on the road.
Levels on the road, too. Mm-hmm. I like Georgia for the reason that you mentioned, which is the perfect reason. They are so good in the fourth quarter. And because they have now a history of being so good in the fourth quarter, you know, I get the opportunity to talk to a lot of these players after games, and you know, Georgia is one of the schools that really, you know, hooks your boy up. So go Bulldogs! But I get their players a ton, and they say the same thing every single time. In the fourth quarter, nothing changes. We know who we are. We know what we're capable of. And we just go out there and do the plan. And I think a lot of that is a testament to what Kirby Smart has done, not just this year, over the course of his career, but it does feel like it's magnified this year. One, because there is an absence, I would say, of a coaching giant. So we're kind of looking for the next guy to place on that pedestal, which I think, you know, he's in the conversation for. But because they played such high-profile games, the game against Tennessee is a great example. You mentioned the game against Ole Miss. That's a great example. I know Florida wasn't very good, but that's still a really good example. Obviously, he didn't beat Alabama. But his composure on the sideline has been, I think, a really, really key part to where if he is calm, you're in a lot of trouble. When he's losing your mind, you might be all right. Because if he's losing his mind on the sideline, that means some things are out of his control. But when Kirby's sitting there calm as a cucumber, you're in a whole lot of trouble if you're on the other sideline.
Right, because he's been there, done that. Like, he is coaching so many big games that, like, it's nothing new to him. So it doesn't seem to matter the roster. And, like, it's still an extremely talented squad, but, like, maybe not as talented as, like, some of the other years past. But they find a way to get the job done. But I want to ask you about this, because sometimes you see the rankings and you see, like, you know, the AP poll, and then you look at the betting numbers. And I personally put the odds makers, like, above the opinions of some of these other people. And you see Texas Tech at 18-1 to win the national championship. So we laid out the path for them to be one of those top four seeds. But what's the high-end potential of Texas Tech? Like, at 18-1, the odds makers are not giving them a ton of respect. Mm-hmm. Do you think there is a ceiling on, I think I kind of want to say their offense, because their defensive line is amazing. Probably one of the best defensive lines in the country. Their line play in general is really good. I know it sounds like you're pretty high on Baron Morton, but I don't know. I think maybe that's the sabotage factor for Texas Tech.
It is. Can they protect him? Because, you know, their defensive line is so good. And offensively, their offensive line has looked pretty good, but there's not a lot of dominating defensive lines in the Big 12, right? And as you now expand the picture and you see Ohio State and Indiana and Texas A&M, like, really just everyone that's above them, but also some of the teams that are, you know, slightly below them. Texas is another example of this. Those defenses are really, really good. And if you are having slight issues, it's not like, you know, Morton's running for his life or anything like that, but if you're having slight issues protecting them against teams within your conference, it's a completely different beast when Ohio State gets off the bus. Like, they just look different. And there's a feeling about playing Ohio State that is a little bit different. I don't hate that 18-1 number, to be honest. You know, I could see an avenue where Texas Tech wins the championship. I could see it. And 18-1 is a pretty decent number that you're going to get for a team that has a realistic shot as we sit here in November. But it's just there's a reason Ohio State is Ohio State, right? It's just different.
I just feel like their offensive playmakers are in a different stratosphere. Like, when you look at Texas Tech's offense and then you look at the, like, receiver core for Ohio State, like, I know they have a great defensive line at Texas Tech, but I don't know. Like, the numbers that Julian Sayin is putting up, 81% completion percentage, and I understand, like, people still want to poo-poo that as well. But still, like, I feel like the offense doesn't have the high-end potential of some of these other teams. And some of it will be matchup-based. Like, this is where it almost gets into the same strategy as handicapping March Madness, where some of the stylistic teams or the stylistic differences between these teams, seeding will matter. You know, and it'll depend on who these teams face the first round. So I think it's going to be extremely interesting down the stretch. Do you think Texas A&M fans have a right to be mad that, you know, the discussion is always Ohio State v. Indiana, and it's never Texas A&M v. Ohio State or
yes,
v. Indiana? Do you think they have a right to be mad?
Definitely. You know, Ohio State is the number one team, and if you're just looking at eye test, that's the best team. Their receivers are amazing. Nobody can score on them. Their coach is fantastic, and their quarterback's putting up great numbers. Eye test, that's the best team. Resume, I don't know how many teams have a better resume than Texas A&M. Because not only are they beating ranked teams, but they're beating a bunch of SEC teams that are, you know, pretty good and thought of as very highly, but they're really beating them up. So I would argue that Texas A&M should at the very least be two. You know, I'm glad that there wasn't a massive overreaction from the committee on what happened with Indiana and Penn State, because it should be the bigger picture, right? But Texas A&M, I think, has a reason to be, to be upset about, hey, we feel like we should be number two over Indiana. By the way, I'm all the way done. Last week, I tried to convince you, be like, you know, maybe Indiana should be above Ohio State. Nope, that was on me. That's an L, left hand up, made the mistake there. I watched Indiana play Penn State. They looked fine. They won, obviously. They are not Ohio State. Ohio State is so loaded everywhere. It's like borderline unfair. Jeremiah Smith, I don't know, did you watch the Purdue game at all? Jeremiah Smith literally volleyball set a pass to himself. And as soon as I saw that, I was like, I'm turning this off. This is going to be a bloodbath. It was like a five-yard little in-route, but he volleyball set it and then grabbed it to himself. I've never seen that before.
Right. He's arguably the best player in college football. You know, like, I know the Heisman is not like a receiver award, but like some of the stuff he does as far as skill goes, it's certainly out of this world. But here's the thing. In a one-game sample size, anything can still happen. Like, you still have to execute. So I'm not writing out Indiana just yet. It's been a great season for them. But you're right. As far as like on paper, who should win that game, it does feel like it's Ohio State. All right, more college football after the break. We have Rick Neuheisel, former UCLA head coach, joining us next to give us his takes on the latest landscape in college football. It's next on the Daily Tip.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Thanks, Rick. for starting your morning with us here on the Daily Tip. I'm Kelson Messenger. He's Denton Day filling in for Jenks. And in mere moments here on the show, we welcome in Rick Neuheisel, former UCLA head coach and analyst for CBS Sports and Sirius XM. And what better time to talk to him than this week, where last night we had the latest iteration of the college football playoff rankings. And it just feels like there's always chaos and arguments brewing when it comes to college football. Now that the field has been expanded to 12 teams, there are more fan bases that are involved. And even on the outside looking in, there are fan bases that feel like they should be in that top 12. So let's bring him in now. He is Rick Neuheisel, a former UCLA head coach, and as I mentioned, an analyst for CBS Sports, and does a lot of stuff for Sirius XM. So Rick, let me ask you this. Do you feel like the current playoff scenario where we have 12 teams in, do you think the committee got it right with the current format?
You know, it's so up to the, you know, the eye of the beholder. It's difficult to argue. There's a couple places. I think Notre Dame is getting a giant pass by virtue of their rock star status. The fact that they're that far ahead of Miami, the gap closed, but they played each other. And in every other case, Texas being ahead of Oklahoma, Georgia being ahead of Ole Miss, Alabama being ahead of Georgia, the team that won the head-to-head competition is ahead. The reason BYU fell to 12 and not past that was they beat Utah. I mean, to sit here and have Miami that far behind Notre Dame, and I guess there's some recency issues there, but if you go back a couple years, there was one reason that Texas got into the four-team playoff along with Alabama when Alabama beat Georgia, and Georgia and Florida State were sent packing. The reason was Texas had beaten Alabama earlier in the year. So I don't understand why they're just giving Miami this absolute snub right now.
Coach, it's great to have you on. Great to talk to you. You mentioned that BYU loss. I'm curious. We saw Texas Tech jump Ole Miss. I feel like it's very rare that we see a Big 12 team jump an SEC team. What did you take away from that matchup with Texas Tech and BYU that led them to jumping Ole Miss?
Well, Texas Tech has as good a defense as anybody in the country, with the possible exception of Ohio State, who still hasn't given up 100 points yet. They're the only FBS team that's given up less than 100, and it's at 65. And here comes an overmatched UCLA team, so that number's not going to change that much, I don't believe. But it's a incredible comprised team that they spent lavishly on. And that's not to take away from Joey McGuire and his staff. That's just to point out that they went and bought the finest of meats and cheeses to put this thing together, and it's paying off handsomely. I mean, the folks that spent the money, the Double Eagle Energy guys, got to be giddy about how this stock is going up.
Yeah, and it does feel like there is a pathway that Texas Tech could possibly be one of those top four seeds, you know, if some other things kind of fall into place, because clearly the committee is pretty high on them.
There's no question the committee's high on them. They're the class of the Big 12. And given the plight of the ACC and the Big 12, last night we had seven SEC teams in the top 14 teams, guys. And each of them, it's plausible, and it wouldn't shock me at all if all seven of them end up with no more than two losses. If that were to take place, if Texas wins at Georgia this weekend and Oklahoma wins at Alabama this weekend, if that takes place, we are in for carnage like you can't imagine, because now you're going to have seven SEC teams. You're going to have probably 3 to 4 Big Ten teams that are all wanting there, which means to me, I think we're bracing ourselves for one from the Big 12, one from the ACC, and then that little team that could, Notre Dame, sitting right there. Somebody in that SEC seven-some is going to be outside looking in, and Greg Sankey's going to squawk again.
So I love that you bring that up, Coach. Do you feel like, even though Miami has a really good resume right now, that their only avenue to getting in is if they find themselves in and win the ACC championship, or can they get in at large?
The only way they're going to get in at large is if somebody in that committee room that has some absolute presence is going to stand up and say, what are we doing? We're sitting here putting Notre Dame in, and that's imagining Notre Dame squeaking by Pitt this week and maybe having a close game with one of their two remaining opponents, maybe Stanford in the finale. And all of a sudden you're sitting there going, we're keeping Miami out and imagining Miami winning, you know, thoroughly throughout in bludgeoning Pitt in the season finale. And we're going to punish them because they beat Notre Dame? What is wrong with us? We have to put them ahead of Notre Dame, but it's very difficult because Notre Dame is the apple of everybody's eye when it comes to what they bring to the television sets.
Oh, absolutely. So I think these rankings are great for the sake of, you know, it provides discussion throughout the year, and it's exciting because so many people feel like they have their hat in the ring. But when it comes to who is actually winning a national title, how big is the pool? Like, how many teams can actually win a national championship this year?
This year, I think the number is bigger than it's ever been. And I think it's all because of the parity being brought about by the transfer portal. All of these teams that we're talking about, Ohio State, Texas A&M, Alabama, Georgia, Texas Tech, Ole Miss, Oregon, Notre Dame, Texas, Oklahoma, are all spending lavishly. They're all spending lavishly. I mean, oil is in big supply in this. In that, if you look at this, you look at Texas A&M, you look at Texas Tech, you look at some of these teams. Texas at number 10. There is money in these programs. We had a guy on our program the other day that said that $30 million transferred on June 30th in the Texas Tech. Roster, $30 million that getting ahead of the House settlement, which now limited any spending after July 1 to 20.5. They were $30 million already into salaries going forward. So you can imagine what was going on at Ohio State and Texas. I mean, how we're going to go back and get the genie back in the bottle, guys, for what we spent on the rosters this year is going to be really interesting.
I mean, you're going to need nothing short of divine intervention for that one, Coach. You mentioned Oregon. Do you have any concerns with the way that they played offense the past couple of weeks?
You know, they're down receivers. They actually leaned on a running game, and Dante Moore came through at the end of the game. They're a really good team. They're not the same team they were a year ago. But they're a really good team. But they got to prove it. I mean, they got Minnesota on Friday night. Then the Trojans come to town. Then they have to go to Washington, which is one of their top rivals there in the Northwest. It's not going to be easy. Jed Fish has been terrific at Washington at home. So if they get there by winning all three of those games, they'll have deserved it.
Do you think Texas A&M fans have a right to feel disrespected? To where we hear all these discussions about, okay, what's the gap between Ohio State and Indiana? How big is it? But it feels like it's never the gap between Ohio State and Texas A&M. Like, that doesn't feel like the discussion to me. Do you think people are sleeping on the Aggies?
A&M has a chance to win the SEC championship without playing Ole Miss, without playing Bama, without playing Georgia, without playing Oklahoma, and without playing Vandy. They have a chance to win the championship. That's nuts. Now, they'll have to probably play one of those teams in the championship game, and we'll see how they fare against Texas. But the bottom line is, we are at the mercy with these giant conferences of schedules, and these schedules need to be scrutinized a little closer. By the way, A&M's also played four teams that have already had their coaches fired this year. And they're getting ready to play a team without their offensive coordinators. Mike Shula got whacked by South Carolina. They are having this, and this is not to take away from Marcel Reed or Mike Elko or all the great yeoman work being done. Reuben Owens II, they are playing great football and deserve to be lauded. But if I'm worrying about where I am relative to Indiana and Ohio State, I'm worrying about the wrong things. one of those teams is coming behind me because they're going to get beat in the conference championship, assuming those two teams play each other. So all you have to do is hold serve, and you're going to be right where you want to be. I wouldn't say very much because the schedule has been absolutely wonderful, not to mention the referee in South Bend who just didn't notice the guy tackling the guy right in front of Marcel Reed on 4th and 11.
Coach, how big is the gap between Ohio State and everybody else?
You know, I don't know, Denton, if that's as big as maybe we see. I think Matt Patricia is the Broyles Award winner. He's been spectacular in his role as the new coordinator there, taking over some new names, but they have been absolutely swarming. And I think Ryan Day's right there for Coach of the Year, given that he's given up some of the ego offensively to play complementary football, limiting the amount of plays. Julian Sayin is an 80-plus percent passer, which is just ridiculous, given his lack of experience. I mean, they're that good. But I don't think they run the ball just with ease. And I believe a team that has the wherewithal to be in the trenches with them and not get punched in the mouth and get moved around, a team that has a ability to stay in the game with them will make it a very close game. And unlike Indiana, they don't have any experience in a close game right now. I mean, if you go back earlier in the year, I think it was Ohio that was down 13-9 in the third quarter. I don't see this as the most explosive version of Ohio State, so I think people can stay in the game, and that means it'll be if somebody can get them in the fourth quarter, it'll be the first time that Ohio State really has to sweat.
It's crazy how now that the playoffs have expanded, it almost feels like some of the same themes you see in March Madness, where you see this, where like a big favorite, like a Kentucky, gets down to like a small school and they don't know what to do. I'm not saying that Ohio State falls in that category, but your point is well received that they just haven't been through a lot of adversity this year. I wanted to get your take on this because obviously you are a former head coach. Can you quantify what Kurt Cignetti has meant to Indiana? Like, obviously casual fans see like, hey, he's doing a great job. But can you expand on that? Like, just how big has he been for this program?
It defies logic. I mean, first of all, it's a new paradigm, so we've never seen somebody come to a new school and be able to bring 13 of his players with him. That's new, right? But to have 2 years in a row of starting the season 10-0, he's one of three guys who have done that in the Big Ten. One was Urban Meyer in 12 and 13. The other guy was a guy by the name of Fielding Yost, who did it in 1901 and 2. I mean, what are we doing here? This is Indiana. This is a team that has lost more games in college football than anybody else. If you're an Indiana fan, you wake up and you just keep checking to make sure that this is not an alternate universe, that everything is up, and everything is down. It's just maniacal what he has gotten done in this deal, and he has this flair for just kind of giving that smirk, the Google me comment. I mean, he's been great for college football. I am a devout parishioner at the Church of Cignetti. I'm here for it. I want more of it.
Oh, man. If that doesn't get you hyped up to watch Indiana, I don't know what will. Absolutely amazing stuff from Rick Neuheisel today. Thanks so much for coming on. He is a former, longtime college football head coach and analyst for CBS Sports and Sirius XM. Great stuff today, Rick. We really thank you for coming on.
Thanks, Coach.
You guys are great. Now, you need to play me out with that ABBA song, Fernando, because Mendoza was incredible, too. The question at the beginning of the song is, can you hear the drums, Fernando? They can hear the drums in Bloomington, I promise you. It's been unbelievable.
I feel like this is what's great about college football. The people that love college football, they really love college football. And, like, the passion, it feels unparalleled, Denton.
I mean, it's exactly that. I have, over the course of the years now, Chelsea, working in it as frequently as I do, I've grown to love it significantly more than I love the NFL, because there's a passion that you just cannot create in other areas. There's something about the college and everyone feeling like they're a part of it, and because you feel like you're a part of it, you're so much more invested into it. It's so much fun.
Yeah, even though fun doesn't feel like the word, when, like, I lived in Alabama and Georgia, and my first on-air job was in the state of Alabama covering Alabama football, that feels like a religion. Like, fun doesn't feel like the right word. Like,
pressure,
people
maybe
base their entire lives around it, and I wonder how that lady's doing that wanted to win the lottery so she could fire Kalen DeBoer and pay his buyout. Wonder what she's doing these days.
Hopefully,
all right, coming
vacation
up next,
instead.
Best bets. Right? Best bets come your way next on the Daily Tip.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
All right, time to land the plane. Final segment of the Daily Tip here on a Wednesday. Chelsea Messenger here with Denton Day, filling in for Jenks. Then inside you are two wolves. One that says, go ahead, make that bet based on your gut feeling. Or the other one's like, hey, maybe do one that's backed by research and science and numbers. And I am battling with that wolf right now, because I'm looking at some of these bets and like my gut feeling is like, just go with the Knicks. The Knicks are an absolute wagon right now. And the Magic feels like the market's been too hot on them. But it almost feels like too simplistic. Like when you see something, like for your first glance at looking in the slate, you're like, that feels too easy. Because listen, they have these big shiny hotels and casinos in the desert for a reason, built on the backs of bets that looked too easy. So do you wrestle with this? Like when you look at a bet and you're like, that feels too easy, maybe I should go with something else instead.
As I have matured in my gambling, yes. You know, I used to be. You remember from the, you remember that meme of the Olympics where there was the shooting in the Olympics, and there was the one competitor that was bending their body in all of these weird contorted angles because that was the correct thing to do. And then there was like this Eastern European guy that was literally just standing with one hand in his pocket at target shooting in the Olympics. That feels like what your battle is right now. Do I do the research and contort my body in all of these weird ways to get the best angle and velocity or all these things? Or do I just run it? Trust my gut, hand in the pocket, pop that thing sideways and fire it off.
Well, sometimes it almost feels like that is the better way. Like, we do Teaser Tuesday every week, and like some of that for me is like, okay, I look at the slate and like, instantly, who pops off the screen to me? Because, like, teasers, you get a little wiggle room because obviously you get 6 points in your favor. And, like, last week, I should have played all three just on the normal spread. And if I would have parlayed them, that would have been a nice payday. So sometimes I do think, especially like later in the season, I'm not saying this about the NBA because I don't know how good my gut instincts are this early in the season. But, like, sometimes if you've been watching a sport for a while, like, this is how I felt handicapping the World Series. Where you can look at all these numbers for the regular season, and honestly, it feels like they don't even matter that much. You know, a lot of it is the eye test when it comes to later in the year, and especially in the postseason.
Yeah, I mean, I'm in that same boat. I just looked at some of the numbers on BetMGM with your Knicks play in particular. There's a lot of public on the Knicks. Like, a lot of public.
I mean, the public's not always wrong, though. And, like,
right.
Here's the thing. It's 8:44 a.m. Eastern time. Like, I understand you're saying, like, the public, but, like, how much of the casual betting public already has their bets in right now? Because, like, the Knicks just played a game last night. Do you get what I'm saying? Like, if the public splits were like this an hour before tip-off, I think it would be more casual bettors. But do you get, like, the point that I'm trying to make?
This is
more people that are probably betting every day.
But don't you feel like with the Knicks, that always is going to get a little... Like, I don't know that there's going to be another, you know, millions of people betting the Magic. I think everyone loves the Knicks. So because they're such a highly sought-after team, or a highly...
They're a big market team.
A big market team. That's what I'm looking for.
Yeah, but they're also a good team. Like, and that's the thing. It's like I've seen that meme of like the bell curve where it's like some really stupid person and then like the middle is like the dumbest logic of them all. And then like the dumb person and like the really smart person have the same thought. It's like betting on like Patrick Mahomes. Remember when like every idiot in town was like, don't bet against Patrick Mahomes. But even like the smartest people said this as well. So like that's how I feel about like some of the good teams in the NBA where like, even the dumb person who hasn't done any research is like, oh, the Thunder are a good team. But even people who follow the NBA are like, yeah, the Thunder is an absolute wagon. So I think that's where I've come to the conclusion where I do think the Knicks are the play tonight. So, like, not to tease my best bet, but do you get, like, the curve that I'm trying to illustrate?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I gotcha. I went up and got my coffee during the break. They didn't have any of the creamer that I was looking for.
That powder creamer?
No, not like, the powder creamer. I'm an adult.
Have higher standards.
Creamer. No, the cups. They have like the little cups. I need the cup of creamer.
Okay.
So I have cane sugar in my coffee for today.
We're talking about grainy?
It's well mixed. I shook it up. And there's like a pump. There's a pump of syrup in there too. Look at me. I know what pumps of syrup are. Coffee guy.
Ooh,
right,
what flavor?
Ooh, this is maple bourbon pecan. It's one of my favorites.
Fancy.
It's fall, baby.
Even though half
you know
the time,
I mean?
I feel like they put like a bunch of flavors, and it's like you should have just said maple. Like you know when they like put on the package, they're like extra ripe strawberry, and you're like just say strawberry.
Like just say strawberry.
Just say red.
Like, who knows what an extra ripe tastes like? Yeah,
purple. Like, but they try to church it up all the time. I'm like, all right, vine-ripened tomato. I'm like, okay, let's not try to church it up. This was not a vine-ripened tomato. It's
right,
tomato.
Just say tomato.
Yeah, all right. Anyways, those complaints aside, it's time now for our best bets of the day.
Time to place your bets.
All right, then, since you are the guest host, You get to bat leadoff. What are you betting on today?
So this is, we are going to continue my streak of being 3-0 on the program. So I got three bets, all of them coming in the NBA. I did not play your Knicks, so I decided to shy away from that. But instead, I went with the Bucks laying 5.5 against the Hornets. The Hornets, I don't think, are a very good team, but I actually really like Milwaukee. You know, I'm a big fan of Giannis, and if they're laying 5.5, I'm going to trust Milwaukee in this spot. I just don't know that the Hornets have anybody that will be able to slow down the offense of the Bucks. So I'm going to lay 5.5. I don't love that I'm laying that number on the road for Milwaukee, but I'm gonna trust my gut here, and I'm gonna lay Milwaukee 5.5.
I feel like a good strategy is to bet like all of the favorite teams of my household. So the Titans, the Panthers, because my husband's from Charlotte, and the Hornets. It's been a tough stretch. Like, I don't even think the Predators are good in hockey. Like, ugh, Vanderbilt's out. So, like, I get it. I totally get it. But I know Jake loves the Hornets as well. So we watch it whenever they're on. But it's been tough times. You'd think when, like, Michael Jordan was, like, the owner or whatever for, like, the last few years that they could get, I don't know, some big-name free agents. Has not been the case.
Nothing.
Tough sledding for Charlotte sports fans as of late. All right, as for me, I just kicked my light. Best bet of the day is going to be the New York Knicks. I've settled on it. I don't care if it's a public bet because the Knicks have been an absolute wagon. 5 straight wins, 5 straight covers, even when we've had some of these big numbers, laying 10 last night against the Grizzlies. Tonight, the Magic are in town. I understand it's a back-to-back, but this is a tough New York team, and Jalen Brunson is playing on another level. The Knicks, a perfect 7-0 at home this year. Meanwhile, you look at Orlando and a team that it feels like the market has never been high on the Magic, but it's also been too high this year. So, like, they're not a blue-blood team where it's like the market has oversold them. But, like, we've already given them too much credit as favorites this year. They're 5-6, 5-6 overall. They have not been underdogs in a single game this year. So even those wins you look at, they've been against some of these bad cellar-dweller teams. And the NBA, the Knicks offense continues to absolutely roll. I'm not sure if the Magic can keep up. So stylistically, this is a really tough matchup for a Magic team that kind of prides itself on low-scoring defensive affairs. Meanwhile, the Knicks have scored at least 119 points in 5 straight games. They scored 133 last night. So I think it's just a bad matchup for the Magic. So let's lay the 3.5 with the Knicks and hope that the Knicks continue to roll. Denton, I don't care if it's a public play. I'm playing it.
Hey, you're sticking to it. I like it. I respect it. I got two more. I'm going to get Alex Sarr 10-plus rebounds tonight. Wizards taking on the Rockets. I thought about playing the line, but I'm not playing 16.5 because that's a massive line to play in favor of the Rockets, but I don't trust the Wizards enough to cover the 16.5. And that is why it led me to the Alex Sarr thing. General rule of thumb, if you think a basketball team is not very good, why are they not very good? They can't make a lot of shots. So I'm going to take the best rebounder to get over 10-plus rebounds. So Wizards can't make shots. Their best rebounder is very good at rebounding. I'm going to take him 10-plus. It's plus 240, which is kind of crazy. I mean, he's been a double-double machine this year for Washington, so I feel pretty good about that number. So I'm taking Alex Sarr on that. And then game of the night tonight, Chelsea, is Warriors and Spurs. This one's going to be, I think, awesome. It's like an 8-10 tip-off. I'm taking Victor Wembanyama over 40.5 points, rebounds, and assists. I get it at minus 110. I think he's going to have a really strong performance. I think he gets up to play Draymond Green. We know Draymond Green gets up to play him. I think Victor Wembanyama is going to get up to play Draymond Green. And earlier this week, he hit a game-winning dagger three at the top of the key. That doesn't even sound fair, honestly. But I'm riding Wemby, so I'm taking Wemby over 40.5 points, rebounds, assists.
Yeah, to be fair, I think he just stays up. He's like 7'5", yeah. So I don't think he has to get up to play anybody.
There.
He just lives in the clouds. It's fine. But I think that there are a lot of people that complain about the NBA and they say, everybody's hurt and it's rigged. If you watch one player, watch Wemby. Like, it just feels like you're watching something that should not be on this planet. Like, there's a reason his nickname is the alien. Just the handles of somebody that tall, because we'll see guys this tall in college basketball sometimes, and they don't even play that much because it just feels like they're not very coordinated. So then you go to the opposite end of the spectrum. You have Wemby, who literally has handles and shoots like KD. It's absolutely bananas.
It's insane. His coordination, because you're right. How many times, my favorite thing is like So I used to ref basketball when I was in high school, and I'd ref like, you know, fifth and sixth grade games. And there are some kids that are super tall for fifth and sixth grade, but they just have no control of their body, and they just look like Bambi out there. The fact that Wemby is just super, super silly at everything, and then also like 7 foot three, he's a literal cheat code.
Well, he also seems to have a good head on his shoulders, too. Like, he is spending his offseason, like, with the monks, and he's, like, doing all this, like, mental training. So it's, like, the perfect, you know, recipe for somebody who feels like he is going to be a staple in the NBA for a long time. So I'm a big fan of Wemby. I will put it past him that he had that dust-up with Britney Spears a while back. We don't hold that against you, King. Britney feels like she's a little volatile these days. All right, that's going to do it for us here on The Daily Tip. For me, for Den, for the entire crew, go out and have a great Wednesday, and best of luck with all your bets. We'll see you tomorrow.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.